Unit 6, Cops and Robbers, pages 154 to 155. The Great Train Robbery. What happened? It was August the 8th, 1963. The travelling post office train was going from Glasgow to London. On that day, one of the biggest robberies in England took place. £2.6 million were stolen from the train. Most of the stolen money was never found. Who did it? A gang of 15 robbers spent a long time planning this robbery. Their leader was Bruce Reynolds. Ronnie Biggs, one of the robbers, had spent months becoming friends with the railway workers so that he could learn all about the railway lines. How did it happen? The train was stopped at a red light on the way to London. The robbers had put a glove over the green light and a 6-volt battery in the red one. The battery kept the red light on while the robbery was going on. The driver was hit over the head. Another worker went to call someone, but found that the telephone cables had been cut. When he came back to the train, some of the robbers threw him down on the railway track. The other robbers broke into the train and loaded 120 mail and money bags onto a truck. The other workers on the train didn't even realise that there was a robbery going on. What was the robbers' mistake? Finding the robbers was easy. 5 days after the robbery, police detectives found out that the robbers had hidden the money at a farm close to where the robbery had taken place. Reynolds had bought the farm before the robbery so that they could hide the money there. After the robbery, the gang stayed on the farm. They had left the farm in a hurry and had been careless. The police didn't find any of the stolen money, but they found a Monopoly board with the robbers' fingerprints on it. The robbers had been playing Monopoly with some of the stolen money. Who was caught? 12 of the gang members were caught soon after. They were sent to prison for 30 years on April the 16th, 1964. 4 years later, Bruce Reynolds and two other members of the gang were found and arrested.